the consciousness proper. His position will be higher than any Christian or Islam, Mohammedan or Shankaraj or anyone, or even devotee of Narayana.
But Krishna consciousness proper means he is
not so that the Goswami, the Babaji, the pseudo Krishna consciousness, but real Krishna consciousness and the slight participation in that, that should be considered to be the highest fortune of all religious religionists in the world. The comparative study is there. What is Krishna? Swayam Bhagavan Krishna.
Yes.
The Vrindavan Leela of Krishna. Reality the beautiful. To be connected with the reality the beautiful. That is to have the greatest fortune than any other man who has connected his fortune with any other conception of religion.
But Guru Maharaj, didn't Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada, didn't he say that Jesus Christ was Shaktivesh Avatar? He said like that?
There are so many Shaktivesh Avatar.
Yes.
Shaktivesh Avatar, but what they are dealing with, that is to be concerned. Concern. What he gave.
Yes.
We can only compare in the teachings.
And also, we have many, many disciples of Swami Maharaj have come and gone. They stayed for many years practicing the basics, the beginning. Sadhana of bhakti yoga.
How many are going? That is another question. Kabiti sudra charu bhajati imam mahanna bhak sadhuri vashramantra. To have to the highest conception of theology. If we have any connection with that, gradually my future will be there. So, one might have attained the fullness of a particular conception. But slight Krishna consciousness will be better than that, more valuable, considering its prospect. When he is connected with Krishna consciousness, anyhow, he will reach the goal. So, considering the prospect, and the man who has realized the advanced conception of religion is finished there. But one, a beginner in the higher Krishna consciousness, and the member of the devotional school is better than a mukta, one who has attained emancipation or liberation. But this man is not liberated, but anyhow he has got chance to be admitted into the devotional school, Shuddha Bhakti. He should be considered from the standpoint of his prospect that he is better. And finished. Maybe three. Some finished in A, some finished in B. Another has got connection with C. But now he is not in such normal position. But near future he will be there in C. But considering the prospect, he should be considered as better. Transaction must be with reality. and not any seasonal imitation.
Is it possible in the
imitation has got no had real connection, slight connection of real, of the higher reality, is better than the full achievement of the dual status. You follow what I want to say?
Is it possible in the kinesthetic...
Full realization in the lower order of religious conception.
Yes.
And the slight connection of the highest religious conception. Slight connection.
Yes.
And the full realization of the dual conception.
Yes.
What should we consider that better?
I just heard you say the slight connection is better.
Yes, better. Because tomorrow he will be there. And this man is finally settled here in Dwarka office. One is a probationer in a higher office rank, and another a clerk, but now drawing more money than the beginner. But in no time, this officer will go to fetch more money, and the clerk will be there, the head clerk will be there, finished. And the officer will go. But now the head clerk is drawing more money and this man less. Something like that. Am I not clear?
Yes, Guru Maharaj.
So our future prospect should be taken into consideration. According to the prospect, we shall judge who is superior.
Question about Amanina Manate, that we're all Jiva souls, all equal in the eyes of God. But in society, normal society, also Vaishnava society.
Not all equal in the eye of God. In the eye of God there is also difference. God says, my devotees, there is also gradation. That saying to Uddhava, Name Bhakta, Shankara, Naja Shankarsana, Nasri, Naivatma, Naivatma. The tradition amongst the devotees, the Krishna himself, saying it by his own mouth. No tathami priyatamo, nātma jūnir, no Shankara, Naja Shankarsana, Nasri, Karbe, Uddhava, even most beloved, even more than my own self. And that Uddhava again say, oh, in Vrindavan, what sort of divine love I have experienced. If I have a birth of a creeper and a bush, then the feet dust of those themselves will naturally fall on my head. I shall consider this beautiful. The gradation is there, not all equal. Amongst the devotees, and the non-devotees, they are also of lower order. The Kormi, Dhani, all these things. The gradation is there, not all equal.
But still the teaching is...
All equal in this sense that he likes that everyone may be good, in that sense.
So the teaching is, though the vice...
Samohum sarva-bhuteshu, nome deshyasti nekpaya, je bhajanti dhumam bhakta mahite deshu japan. I am equal to all, but who is devoted to me, I am also partial to them. That is his position, that is equity. One who is doing the father, a bad child, a good child. Father wants to be impartial to all the children. But one is very bad, a rogue, as I'm very, very honest. Naturally, the honest will get more attention and more support from the father. But otherwise, the father likes both the child, the children. Equal, then maybe good. and one is good, one is bad. Naturally, some more affection towards the good will come. Otherwise, he should be considered impartial. Why he is attracted towards bad and not towards good? He will be blamed, the father will be blamed for inconsideration. The letter.
But sometimes also it is said that the naughty child, he gets the affection from his mother. His mother is always thinking for that naughty child. How he can... She's worried about him.
Naughty in not that sense. Naughty, not at heart. But behavior a little disturbing, that is naughty child. Disturbing temperament. That sometimes pleases the mother, father. But it is very, very pleasing within the nanka. Remove the wife. The affection, paternal affection, or mother, the affection will like the poison to be removed. Heart he is good, but externally he is playing this, making this thing, that thing very chum-chum part. Like that kind of thing. And all the sleeping, does not like that. That is tamogun. Has got also utility, but it is indirectly punishment. Punishment has got its utility, but in the, not in the direct or but in the indirect sense. Not desirable, but still it is useful sometimes. Go. Those that are coming towards me, they are getting the benefit of my affection. And those are apathetic, they are not getting. But I am approachable by everyone. That is my anyone may approach and get. I am not ill-disposed to anything. Equal. Not can, and he also he will get, then there will become not equal.
coming, he is getting. Not coming, not getting. But if not coming also get the same thing, then not equality.
Then what is the meaning of causeless mercy? Even one might not be going, still he might be getting.
Causeless, but it is eternal. None has created. It is praying in its own way. Own way. But the others that are endowed with feelers, if they connect, they will get. He is praying in his own way. And he is not infected, he will run away. When the flow is coming, he will run away.
So we might see two devotees.
There are special cases. Mm. Special cases also. Alokanam. Four kinds of special cases. Causelessly coming from upward to lower, that is also four kinds. General cases, if you approach, you will get. That is the general case. But a special case, there are, and there are also four types. Suddenly, one will get 5 days of God. I don't remember exactly the four types, but there are four cases. Alokodam and Chukadeva is one case. Another case, I don't remember. You will find in Jayabhadharma Bhaktivinoda Thakur has analyzed them. Independent of the inquiry of the jiva, sometimes it comes from above, comes down, and that is also fourth type. Bhakta Kripa, Bhagavan Kripa, and also another four types of that. Yes, suddenly. But if we are to, we can't trace. But we are able, if we are to scrutinize and trace the subtle points, then also we can count that some Sukriti for which this has suddenly come.
From previous life.
From previous life, Sukriti. In this life, much more, nothing seemed ostentatiously, but in the background, there must be something in previous. So, we find in this life, oh, suddenly he became rich. But it was occurred in his previous life. They are Chittam, Chittam, Jivana Jivan. Paschat Dhavati Dhavati. Purvajanmārjitā vidyā, purvajanmārjitam dhanam, purvajanmārjitam punnam, paschat dhāvati dhāvati. Anything acquired, purvajanmārjitā lāne, purvajanmārjitā dhanam, manam, punnam, merit, good merit, acquired in previous life, that comes. To help in this life of future.
desiring respect for myself.
Amla than a blade of grass. If we give food on the pressure on the blade of a grass, it will go down. No opposition. So highest type of devotee won't go to create any trouble in the environment, because his time is very valuable. No disturbance he will invite. He must not be party to any quarrel. Avoid it. For this such policy, because his time is very valuable. He engaged in such a valuable thing that outward disturbance may harm him to the great very greatly. So the peace of the environment he would try his best to maintain. So if anything opposition coming, he would try to withdraw as much as possible. But he won't be cause to give opposition to anyone. But still opposition coming, he would try to avoid it. At his own cost. Trinadavi Sunitino, Taru Rupi Shaishnava. Till it comes, he would try his best to go on with his own way, like for toleration. And Omani, he won't search for any prestige or position, name, fame, won't care for anything else. Whole concentration towards his own object of life. Amani. No, neither blame from outside nor any appreciation from outside should affect him. Don't care. Close the door. Of any sort of appreciation from the depreciation from the public. Independent of the appreciation and depreciation of the popular opinion. Amanina, Manadev. If still anyone comes to disturb, you are all right. Yes, I am very mean, you are position. I am doing this. When Prakashananda went to charge Mahaprabhu in Benaras, why you are a sannyasi? Why do you not read Vedanta and discuss the ontological side of this thing? Mahaprabhu, he told that I am a stupid guru. My Gurudev, he told, you are an ignorant man. You don't go to discuss the avestruous arguments in Vedanta, you go on taking the name of the Lord. That will suffice. Guru more murkha deki kari dasa. Murkha deki tamar nahi Vedanta hi jaan. And so I take the name of the Lord. I am not such qualification. I have to understand and discuss the ontological side of Vedanta in this way. Manodana, you are bigger. Scholars, persons, you can do so, but I am ignorant person and I know. And this is avoided. But when they came with more sincerity to approach him, then he came out that what he was cultivating, that is false. What will be the real meaning? The real meaning is such and such. In the beginning, he did not create any opposition at all, avoided that. But when with sincerity they came to know, then he came out with his own thing.
in Sarvabhauma also. Sarvabhauma, he is a good scholar and a guardian of the Buddhism. A young man, he was well connected with my family. Your Natarnev, father, the brother was all close friends in this way. So I have got much affection on you. So though you have committed very wrong, it is very difficult to keep up the purity of the sannyas life. Anyhow, I shall help you, try my best to make you understand and analyze and the nature of this world. It is all false. All is here, and this is all false. Then your happiness may be protected. I shall help you. Many sannyasi, I have a class where many sannyasi comes to attend, and he has begun from me. And I admit you also as a student in that class. Always, always think of the Vedanta, that the world is nothing, all false, then when the Kumbha is there, then it will be easy for you to maintain your renunciation role. And Mahaprabhu, yes, you are my well-wisher, you are my guardian, what you order, I must do that. He attended the class every day, but he was sitting silently. Then after a week, Sarvabhauma told him, man, the boy looks very intelligent. But he silently attends my class without putting any question. I am taking so much labor to make him understand all these higher points of the natural. But though he seems to be very intelligent, but he does not utter a single word first in it. Does he understand or not? My labor is only useless. Then one day, he could not contain him, asked, I am taking so much care to help you by explaining the Shankar Vedanta, Vaishya, all these things. But you don't ask any question. Do you understand or don't you understand? Then Mahaprabhu told him, you are my well-wisher. You have ordered me to hear. I hear. But what you say, you mention about the sutra, the original points, I understand clearly. But your explanation, I can't follow. Sarvabhauma, intelligent man, what does he say? He understands the original quite clearly. But my explanation, he can't understand that. That means he says that I am explaining in the wrong way. My explanation is wrong. Okay? He's so much bold to say like that. He can't understand my explanation, but he can fully understand the original thing, sutra. Then he asked anyhow, formally. As formality, he has to ask. Then, can you explain the sutra in your own way? Yes, if you order, I can do. He began to explain the original sutra. And Sarvabhauma went to refute that, but could not. Whatever he said, Mahaprabhu discussed that. Then he was not blessed. Then anyhow, that there was Atmaram sloka in Bhagavat. And with much care and the scholarship, Sarvabhauma prepared 9 kinds of meaning explained from that sloka.
possible at kinds of meaning. Sarvabhauma began to explain that. The Mahaprabhu heard them patiently. And then, have you got any other explanation? Yes, if you like to hear, I can try. So Mahaprabhu, there's 9 kinds explanation. Without touching any one of them, Mahaprabhu came with independently another 18 kinds of explanation from that. Sarvabhauma or Bhivijaya Dham. What is this? He is not a man. That's Gopinath, his brother-in-law Gopinath Pandit. He previously told you want to protect his sannyas dharma. He is not an ordinary man.